بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Regarding the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ghazali rahimullah brings a chapter regarding the miracles of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He writes, "It is clear that whoever has witnessed the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever listens with attention to the ahadith of his character, habits, qualities, policies with people of different status and standings, his being accustomed to people of different temperaments, and how people became so captivated in following him, whoever is aware of those realities and truths which were uttered by his blessed tongue as an answer to the most difficult of questions, whoever glances at his wonderful, amazing and amazing policies in human affairs, and to the beautiful indications found in the explanation of apparent explanations, the basic knowledge of which the intelligent of the world have remained helpless, then without a shadow of doubt he will exclaim that these perfections cannot be attained by efforts and hard work. It is not possible for these things, nor can it be conceived that they will ever be found without any heavenly power and divine aid." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character and way of life are a clear proof of his truthfulness. A Bedouin on merely seeing Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed, "This is indeed not the face of a liar." When a village dweller, just on seeing some qualities and virtues of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would give such a testimony to his truthfulness, what then will be the condition of that person who had witnessed the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who had experienced the different phases of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pure life, or who read about it and studied it? At this juncture, we have briefly written some qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that one can know his model of perfect character and one can judge his truthfulness, high status and magnificent glory by Almighty Allah. It must be understood that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an unlettered Nabi, Ummi. He never learned from anyone, nor did he study any books, neither did he ever travel in search of knowledge. He was raised and grew up in a group of an illiterate village dwelling community. Together with this, he was an orphan, the shadow of a compassionate father, who normally makes effort in nurturing and teaching good manners, had been lifted from before his birth. Added to this, he was reared in a poverty-stricken household in severe conditions. Then where from did Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attain all these beautiful qualities, knowledge, recognition, knowledge of the angels, the past Anbiya alayhi salam, the specialities of the Anbiya alayhi salam? If they had not been clear revelation, then how could one ever understand this to have been possible? How could one with mere human abilities be successful in attaining these outstanding perfections by his own efforts? If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's excellences were only these, and not even one further miracle became apparent, then too the truthfulness and honesty of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sufficient proof of his being the most truthful and the Nabi of Allah. It was the special mercy and favor of Almighty Allah, however, that he did not suffice only on these excellences, but would make time and again apparent on the blessed hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam open mu'jizat, miracles, that just by seeing them, there would not remain any doubt in the most foolish and ignorant person regarding the nubuwah and the risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From among these miracles, we shall mention a few which are more famous and which have been mentioned in the reliable and sahih, the authentic books of the ahadith. Amongst them are, when the Quraysh demanded a sign from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Almighty Allah for him split the moon in two. In the house of Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu during the battle of Khandaq, a small amount of food was found to be sufficient for an entire army, entire jama'ah, through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once it was a baby goat and flour less than 2 sa', which was going to be sufficient for 80 people. In Dalailu Nubuwa of Imam Bayhaqi Rahimullah, a narration has come that once when Hazrat Jabir radiallahu an prepared some food for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between 800 to 1000 people ate from that food, whereas at the beginning he thought it will not be sufficient for even a handful of people. Once a few dates which Bint Bashir held in her hands was sufficient to satiate an entire army, and some still remained thereafter. Water flowed from between the fingers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from which a thirsty army drank to their fill, and from which they all made wudu. The spring of Tabuk had become dry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wudu. The leftover water of the wudu was poured into the spring. The spring began gushing out water. Similarly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his leftover water in the dry well of Hudaybiyah, causing water to gush out. From the spring of Tabuk, thousands of people satiated their thirst. From the well of Hudaybiyah, 1,500 people quenched their thirst. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu to give 400 horsemen dates, kajur, as provision for the way. The dates were very little. Umar radiallahu anhu started putting his hand in the container and taking out, and he found it to be sufficient for all. When he looked, he found dates were still remaining. Before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's minbar was erected, at the time of the khutbah, he would lean on the bark of a date tree, which had been erected for this very purpose. Thereafter, someone proposed the making of a minbar. When the minbar was made, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved over to the minbar for the khutbah, and the tree was deprived of the blessed hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dry piece of wood started crying, which all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard. This continued until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descended from the minbar. He held it to his blessed chest. Then like a child becomes quieter and quieter as the mother pets him, the tree also, the sobbing became less until it completely died out. Then the tree became fully quiet. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.